wonderful weather out here in California. Nobody knows whether it's spring, summer, or just a big hole in the smog, but it's real nice. Oh, that smog can get pretty thick. It lifted in our neighborhood the other day, and we discovered the vacant lot next door is now called the May Company North Hollywood. Yeah, it's a wonderful time of the year. This is the time of the year when the kids begin asking questions about the birds, the bees, and Zsa Zsa. This is the time of the year everyone gets that certain feeling. I was in a drive-in theater the other night, and the actors stopped acting and just watched the couples in the cars for a while. The warm weather has affected everybody. The other night on Dragnet, Jack Webb was driving the patrol wagon with the top down. You know, the local papers have been running the same weather report fair and sunny every day for 6 days now. They'd have to run the same report. The weatherman got lost in the fog on the way to work. No, I spent Sunday on the beach, and in the first 20 seconds I had a beautiful tan. It was very becoming, but it's the last time I help anyone pull the cork out of his coffee thermos. I had it with cream and sugar yet. Everybody was at the beach. It was so crowded down there, I could only get one little spot of sunburn, and I wouldn't have gotten that if the lady next to me hadn't had a pierced ear. I've never seen such crowds. The beach was so crowded, I swam for an hour before I even got to the water. But I love to relax on the sand and watch the beautiful girls taking a sun bath. They have to relax. In those bathing suits, they break the law if they move. I won't say the gal's suits are skimpy this year, but when a girl drops her handkerchief, she isn't flirting, she's in trouble. A lot of the girl's suits are made of DuPont nylon. I finally realize what DuPont means when they say better things for a better life through chemistry. And I want to tell you, that's the snootiest beach down there. You know how they said, make you take a shower before you can go into the pool? Well, they made me take one before they let me into the bathhouse. I swam around in the ocean from 1 p.m. until after dark. I didn't intend to, but I was wearing one of those plastic bathing suits, and I found out it dissolves in water. But I had a wonderful time. I drove down to the beach, and just to give you an idea how the traffic was, I've been in heavy traffic before, but it's the first time I ever locked bumpers, and they were both mine. California's jammed with tourists, too. I passed 50 cars from other states. That's how I knew they were from other states. They let me. Yes, sir, there are a lot of out-of-state cars on the road. You can tell by the pictures on the license plates. Idaho has a potato, Iowa has an ear of corn, and California has a roll of bandage and a splint. And there's a big difference between the traffic in the east and in the west. Back east, everyone drives as though they know where they're going. Out here, they drive as though they know where they're going. They've already picked out the pallbearers. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get on with our show.
Hiya, fellas.
Well, Margaret Whiting. It's wonderful having you on our show.
Well, thank you, Bob.
No, I mean it. I've enjoyed your singing on many occasions. It's refreshing to find someone so gifted in voice and at the same time so delightfully charming.
Gee, Bob, what graceful manners. You know, when I took this job, I didn't know I was going to meet someone from the old world.
Old world? That's the nicest compliment I've ever been stabbed with.
Mean it that way.
I know you didn't, Maggie. I'm very glad you're with us because you're going to be a great help as our singer. That's what we want. New people, new approach, new thoughts, new music, new ideas. Hello, Bob.
Who are you?
Your old band leader.
You're fired.
Now, where were we? Oh, sorry, Les. I was carried away for a minute. Maggie, this is Les Brown.
How do you do?
How do you do, Maggie? I've enjoyed your singing on many occasions. Refreshing to find someone so gifted in voice and at the same time so delightfully charming.
Les, I just said that.
I know, Bob, but I wanted to hear how it would sound with a better delivery.
Back to the band, Les. Your air pressure is leaking.
Crazy, Dad.
I know I'm going to enjoy working with Lane.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Oh, excuse me, Maggie. Come in. Hello, Bob.
Jack Benny. Wow.
Gee, this is great, Jack.
Oh, don't mention it, Bob. I figured the least a person can do to honor an old friend is to drop in and pay his respect.
Well, I'm still warm, you know. Phil, you sound like the advance man for Forest Lawn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Oh, forget it. I really appreciate your coming over here, as busy as you are with radio, television, counting.
I'm a guest, and I haven't had a joke yet.
Oh, it's nothing, Bob.
Yes, it is. I'm really touched. Jack, you're a genuine person. You think of other people.
True, true.
You're the type of guy who'll go a long way for his friends.
True.
You're good and kind and considerate. I know that if I asked you, you'd give me every dollar you've got.
Whoops.
Well, you can kid about it if you like, but this is a very generous thing you're doing, Jack, dropping in on my show.
Well, Bob, there's a slight misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Yes. I'm not here entirely on my own. You see, the head of the company sent me over here to supervise your show.
You supervise my show?
Now, Bob, look, don't get all worked up. Look at it this way. I've had a long and very pleasant relationship with the company, and you've just joined up. In a manner of speaking, I was here before you.
You were here before anybody.
I don't get paid for this either.
Well, really, Jack, you're pretty brave coming down here and telling me what to do. Things aren't going too well for your type right now. They caught Grandma, you know.
In my Charlie's handcuffs.
What I don't understand is why they pick a guy like you to supervise my show. What have you got on the company?
Nothing, nothing. I merely helped them in an advisory capacity. As a matter of fact, I was instrumental in your program being selected.
Oh, really?
Yes, the sponsor couldn't decide. Now, it was between you, Gabby Hayes Reviews the News... a dramatic show called Grace Jordan, Girl Frogman.
And you voted for me.
No, you were my second choice. I wanted Grace Jordan, Girl Frogman.
Then why didn't it go on?
We couldn't find a leading lady with webbed feet. I've yet to read a line that silly.
I've never had a line murdered like that.
So you see, Bob, I really have your worst, your best interest. And it would help matters if you'd cooperate.
All right, supervisor, tell me what kind of a show you want, and I'll do it.
Well, I think it should be something startling and different. For instance, one of the things that really made people talk was that birth of a baby on television.
Well, don't be silly. How can I have a baby? I'm on radio.
Well, you can try.
I've had enough of this, Jack. I'm going to call the head of the company and get this straightened out. Imagine them sending you over here, the big show business expert.
What do you mean by that?
I can tell you in five nasty words. The horn blows at midnight.
You got your money back.
Maggie Whiting.
Beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you.
Look out, here comes our cousin Rachel again.
Bob, I want to talk to you.
What is it, Jack?
Well, I've been sitting back there observing your show and making notes.
Well?
You know, neatness is a very important thing on a big show. For example, when was the last time you had that suit pressed?
Well, just this morning. Of course, I made the tailor hurry. His back room was drafting.
Bob, you can do that so much better at home. Now, I put my trousers under my mattress for a few hours, and they come out pressed perfectly. Now, why don't you try that?
My mattress doesn't weigh as much as yours. Practically a branch of the Bank of America.
Hey, Jack, please don't tell me how to wear my clothes.
Bob, when Mr. Cleese, the head of the company, gets here, we'll settle this whole thing. Meanwhile, just proceed with your show. What are you going to do?
We're
going to
do The Road to Ballot.
See, isn't that a rather crude title for a picture? Oh, Ballet.
B-A-L-I.
I made the same mistake. I thought they named the picture after Bing.
Bob, Mr. Cleaves is here.
Oh, send him right in.
Hello, Bob.
Well, hello, Mr. Cleaves.
Well, hiya, Jack.
Oh, Herbie, nice to see you. I've been wanting to apologize about those tickets I sent over. I'm sorry they were only on the 49-yard line. Let me know when you want to use our house at Palm Springs. We can move out at a moment's notice. Herbie boy, you look wonderful, you old horse thief.
Anybody got a spoonful of bicarbonate?
Well,
Mr. Cleves, may I ask a question?
What was it you had in mind, Bob?
I don't understand why you sent Jack Benny down here to supervise my show.
Calm down now, Bob. Before you condemn Jack, let's hear what he has to say. Maybe he's got some ideas.
Well, I've got my notes right here, Herb, and just to make them clear, I sort of put them in the form of a report card.
Good. Let's hear it, Jack.
Well, first, there's effort. Bob, I've marked your show A-plus for effort. You're all trying very hard.
Oh, thanks, teacher. Can I carry your head home from school?
Now we come to the heading, performance of star. Bob, I can't decide whether to mark you F-minus or L-plus.
F-minus or L-plus?
Yes, you're right between fair and lousy.
That knocks it, doesn't it?
Now, Bob, I want you to understand there's no professional jealousy in this.
Not much.
Now, Bob, let's not have any recrimination. Get on with the show.
Yes, sir. Tonight we're going to dramatize The Road to Balance.
Oh, splendid. As long as Jack is here, why don't we have him play Bing Crosby's part?
Jack Benny play Bing Crosby? Too unbelievable. It's like having a tub of butter play a tub of lard.
I think Jack should do the part, Bob. Can we get on with it?
Yes, sir. All right, lass.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present The Road to Bali.
My name is Harold Gridley. I'm a soldier of fortune. I'm traveling with my buddy, George Cochran. He's a big, strong, handsome brute.
That's me, folks.
What an idiot. He's got all his marbles. The only trouble is he carries them in his pocket. Ten days out, the weather changed. The wind picked up. The waves got rough. And all of us on board were sick. It wasn't the waves that made us sick. That night, the storm increased. Mountainous waves crashed over the ship. We were caught in a typhoon. The end was inevitable. When I woke up, in the distance, I could see barefoot natives walking around in rags. Could it be that I had landed at Santa Anita? I was lying on the sandy beach of a tropical island. Suddenly, from the jungle, a native girl came walking toward me. She was beautiful. Dark eyes, flashing white teeth. And in her long, flowing hair, she wore gay red shells with a lobster still in them. Hello.
Me boy. You girl?
Welcome to my island, friend.
Island?
Yes. The surface manifestation of a subterranean convolution entirely disassociated from any neighboring protuberance or excrescence.
Me boy. You girl?
Welcome, friend. I am Princess Lala. I will help you.
What happened to my ship?
Oh, I fear it went down with all on board. You are the only man to survive. In fact, you are the only man on this island.
Well, you mean I'm alone here with a lovely dish like you? Oh, this is my dream come true. Cast away in a desert island with the most beautiful girl I ever saw, and I'm the only man with no competition. Evelyn and her magic violin.
It would sound better, but I'm using an eel for a G-string.
Princess
Mrs. Lala, this is my friend, George Cochran.
George Cochran?
Yes, but my friends call me Zsa Zsa. Gee, Princess, you're gorgeous. You're a knockout. Just the way you look at me. My heart is pounding. I mean it, Princess. You're exquisite. You're adorable.
You like me?
Like you. Me boy, you girl. Well, the only way I can express it is... Woof, woof.
At his age, you can't tell if that's passion or Alka-Seltzer.
Harold, I got just as much right to talk to the princess.
Yes, Josh.
What's that?
It's the cannibal tribes on the next island. Run, run.
Gene Krupa with them?
Too late. They got us surrounded.
Look, here comes the chief.
Onga donga hama hama lupa landa ula bula. Wambadu hanga.
Oh, now, look, Chief, please don't kill us. I'm a very funny man. I can tell you jokes and keep you laughing all day long. Listen to this one. A musician was sitting in his apartment banging away at his piano. It was late at night, and he was making a lot of noise, really beating it out. And the landlord walked in and said, "Hey, do you know this little old lady sick upstairs?" And the musician said, "No, but hum it." You don't want to kill me. My buddy here has a lot of meat on him.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Chief, I can make you happy, too.
Onga?
Onga Duba!
Ooh.
Oh, Chief, why did you do it?
Imba inga langa tula moka.
What did he say?
He said he had to kill Benny before he was a cannibal chief. He used to be a violin teacher.
You are doing. Wherever you may be, station will always say thanks for the memory of a job well done. But I'd like to paraphrase an old saying again. It isn't whether it's big or small, but how you do your job. Remember, you can't make points without teamwork. And now the best of everything from all of us at home to all of you wherever you may be. We're behind you all the way. This is Bob Hope saying keep up the good work and so long for now.
United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.